Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
So, you'd like to believe in God, but you wonder, what, if anything, does the Bible say about life on other planets? That's an interesting and provocative question, my friend, one that does not get discussed much in Bible studies. It does come up often in my exchanges with skeptics, seekers, or Christians who are getting confusing signals from their various friends. Some friends, Christian friends, have told them that human life on Earth is the only intelligent life God put on any planet. Other friends, secular friends, say that sounds crazy and close-minded with all the other planets and all the other solar systems and beyond solar systems, all the other galaxies. How can we believe that life exists only here on Earth? And then there's a lot of talk these days about the rapture. I spoke about the rapture not long ago on a previous radio show, a time toward the second coming of Jesus, when prior to the resurrection from the dead, the resurrection of Jesus' followers, there will be some who are snatched up into heaven while they're still alive, without experiencing physical death, and resurrected immediately. Some pastors teach that when this happens, those remaining, those who had not given their lives to Jesus, those still here on earth who from their point of view saw nothing other than people disappear, might just go ahead and explain this as some kind of alien invasion from another world. Some pastors even teach that Satan himself, not wanting anyone to believe in a fulfilled Bible prophecy, will inspire this lie so that during the final 7 years, which supposedly are going to follow the rapture, called the tribulation, the 7-year tribulation, during that time, people could explain the rapture away apart from Jesus. An explanation once again inspired by Satan in order for Satan to continue deceiving people, thus keeping them from giving their lives to Jesus. Okay, look, nobody knows when the rapture will take place. Neither do we even know that we are the last generation before the second coming of Christ. There will be a second coming. The scripture is very clear. There will also, according to scripture, be a rapture. There will be a great tribulation. When it comes, if it comes before the final 7 years, and frankly, we don't know if it comes before, during, or after, but hypothetically, if that rapture did come before the final 7 years, before Christ's touchdown on earth, yes, I have no doubt people would look to other explanations. And yes, they might explain it away as aliens. I could see Satan enjoying that lie. I could see Satan creating that lie. I can see people accepting that far sooner than accepting the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. People get deceived very easily. Having said that, the question still remains on the table. Should we necessarily assume that real, honest-to-goodness aliens in their own right do not exist anywhere in the universe? Welcome to our sanctuary, a place where questions are treated with respect, no matter how bizarre the question, whether they come from skeptics and doubters or just the plain curious Christian. Does the idea of life on other worlds contradict the Bible? Well, my friend, the Bible does not address the question of beings on other planets, simply does not address it. And when the Bible is silent, it's not my place or anybody else's place to fill in the blanks, which people so often do. We can speculate. I love speculating, but we must admit the speculation. So no, the Bible does not speak to the issue of beings on other planets. However, there's an awful lot of stuff the Bible does say. The Bible does speak of another dimension of life called heaven. Still, there is absolutely nothing in Scripture to refute the theory of life on other planets. Now, let's back up. There is usually more than meets the eye when this question is asked. Often, the dogma of the Christian and the dogma of the skeptic comes forth. Christians tend to think the idea of intelligent life on other worlds contradicts their faith, while atheists and other skeptics act as though life on other planets would contradict the Bible. Both are mistaken. To explore this topic, let's begin with what we do know from Scripture. First of all, if there were intelligent life on another world, it would not be superior to human life. According to the Bible, Nothing is of more value to God than human beings. It is humans who are made in His own image, meaning spiritual image. We may someday discover other humans, or perhaps life equal to that of a human, but nothing superior. Meanwhile, we already know that a type of intelligent life does exist outside the boundaries of our own world. The Bible tells us much about beings known as angels and demons. And of course, I already mentioned another intelligent being, an obvious one to this discussion, Satan. We will save any detail about Satan, demons, angels for another show. But meanwhile, one should marvel how quickly people dismiss the idea of angels and demons, yet accuse Christians of being too closed-minded when discussing intelligent life on other worlds. Well, that is exactly what demons and angels are, intelligent life existing in other dimensions, if not other worlds. Yeah, but Bob, atheists usually mean mortal life on other actual planets when bringing up the subject of aliens. That's true, my friend, and let's face facts. If intelligent life did develop elsewhere, it would be far more of a contradiction to the theory of evolution than the idea of God. According to the theory of evolution, and there is such a thing as theistic evolution, but I'm talking now about non-theistic evolution. According to that theory, life developed randomly, and there would be a billion to one shot that it could accidentally happen again. But if the universe works according to a purpose, if life is the result of a plan put forth by a creator, then it makes perfect sense that he could have created intelligent life in many places. Now, here's a related, very related question, and it comes up all the time. Supposing we were visited by aliens, and when they stepped out of their spacecrafts and were interviewed by NASA, they claimed that there was no God. Wouldn't that just end the discussion? My friends, hypothetically, if an alien astronaut ever comes down and claims there's no God, here's what it would mean. It would mean nothing more than the fact that we encountered beings from elsewhere who did not believe. As a matter of fact, not all of our own astronauts have believed in God. So who's to say that an astronaut from some other planet would necessarily believe in God? God's existence or non-existence is not dependent upon space travel. In Scripture and throughout history, we have already seen the concept of the term world change again and again. For example, when Jesus told his disciples to share the gospel all over the world, to them, the world was Europe, Asia, and Africa. The very notion of crossing the Atlantic Ocean and finding a continent later named America, but originally designated the New World, the very concept of finding this new world and meeting Native Americans would have been about as bizarre in those days as us today discovering humanoid life on some far-off planet and then deciding to share the gospel with these people. The world that Jesus returns to someday may be a whole solar system. Yeah, you're thinking, but would alien beings even need to hear the gospel? Would they too be expected to believe in Jesus? My friend, there is only one God. The God of our world would be the God of all worlds, the God of the entire universe. As for whether or not these people we meet need to accept Jesus, it would depend upon their own unique history. If, unlike us, they never fell into sin, we would not need to tell them about Jesus because they would already know Jesus. Another question that pops up at this point, does this mean then that we can accept books like Chariots of the Gods or all those documentaries on the History Channel? Not at all, my friend, not at all. Such books, such documentaries attempt to explain away the miracles of the Bible and attribute them to alien beings. Instead, we can dismiss such nonsense all the while embracing the notion of life on other planets, at least as a concept, admitting that we just don't know. The Bible exists primarily to carve the way of salvation and forgiveness of sins. It does not seek to answer every mystery of the universe. Christian and skeptic alike should maintain an open mind regarding such speculations. This is Bob Siegel, making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/bob.